When? That's a nice multi-purpose word, isn't it? When will we get there? When will our new couch arrive? If you've dealt with less than spectacular customer service, there's you want it when? Yeah, we've all been there, right? Considering the times that we're in today, and certainly where they're unfolding geographically, there's another when people are asking. Is this when Jesus is returning? God has certainly given us ample warnings about what to be watching for. This is what we're told in Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. And these words of Jesus in Luke chapter 21, verses 10 through 12. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. So are we to be spending our time and giving our focus to determine if this is when? No, that's not what our priority should be. If it was, then why was Daniel told so much about what was to come? This is found in chapters 11 and 12 in the book of Daniel, only to be instructed in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, with this. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And later in verse 9, Daniel is told by a man clothed in white linen who was above the water of a river, and he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. It's Jesus who, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, tells us not to be concerned about this when, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The lesson is not to spend your time wondering whether this is when. Instead, spend your time making absolutely positively sure that you're prepared for that when that we're waiting for. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 provides us a very strong foundation for understanding this. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We also have these words from Paul in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You should take the steps to know God more, since when you think about it, he certainly knows all about you. We read this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Commit yourself to God and his word as we're instructed in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We are to give praise to God for all that he's blessed us with and brought us through. Let's read from Psalm chapter 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Doesn't leave much to question, does it? Finally, we're instructed numerous times to stay awake, including these words of Jesus from Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.